When a young pitching prospect named Charlie Pride realized all his hustling in the Negro American League and the minors wasn't going to get him to baseball's major league, he turned his attention to a world that hadn't yet had its Jackie Robinson, country music.
I got a feeling full of blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
For Pride, nothing could have been more natural.
The steel guitar, the fiddle, I mean, and the background singers and things like that, and the 4-4 beat and all that, I cherish that. I just love it.
Pride digested that tradition, growing up the son of a Mississippi sharecropper who ruled the family radio.
So that's how I got used to listening to the Grand Ole Opry. His favorite artist was Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. In fact, my mother ordered pictures and all of them.
Years later, no publicity photos were sent to radio stations with Pride's 1966 debut single, The Snakes Crawl at Night. That way, people would hear him before they got a good look at him.
Oh, the snakes crawl at night. That's what they say when the sun goes down. Then the snakes will play.
It's hard to imagine now, but that modern murder ballad seemed a safer way to introduce Pride to the country audience than a love song. So no one could say he was aiming romantic lyrics across the color line.
The thing is, they didn't want me singing ballads right then, love ballads. And then ended up, that's my fans like me singing the most, is love ballads. So.
But just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. Cause just between you and me, you're too much to forget. Oh,
that's Pride wowing a Texas crowd with his first top 10 single, Just Between You and Me. When he opened his mouth and sang, barriers fell away. Here was an unabashedly country crooner who could please diehard honky-tonk fans and win over the very mainstream Lawrence Welk TV show audience.
We think you will enjoy our special guest this evening, a gentleman who really knows how to sing country songs, Charlie Pride. Let's give him a nice welcome.
In 1971, Pride earned two of country music's top prizes, CMA Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year, and he scored the crown jewel of his 29 number one hits.
And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Pride stayed on the country charts all the way through the 80s. But when his airplay stopped, his recording career didn't. He just slowed the pace. The 73-year-old Country Music Hall of Famer produced Choices, his first album in 8 years, recording some of it at Jack Clement's home studio. One of the hardest parts was finding songs.
But then my wife and all the people around me, we got to talk and said, well, why don't we go back, you might say, to the well. And that means people like Ted Harris that wrote Crystal Chandeliers.
And, posthumously, Ben Peters, the guy responsible for Kissin' Angel Good Morning and this new cut.
Except for you, I've never known what love is, how it feels to have a dream come true. But now I find my world no longer lonely. And the way that it would be, except for you.
It's no wonder Pride is turning to proven sources with the body of work he has behind him.
Jack Clement said to me one day, he said, Charlie, the songs we are recording now, 50 years from now, they'll be playing. And so we're almost there right now.
At the 40th anniversary of Kissin' Angel, at least, next, Pride wants to set his musical legacy in celluloid. There's talk of a biopic with a big-name actor. But it will have to be an open-ended movie. He's still putting that mellow Mississippi baritone to good use. I'm Julie Height.
She didn't have have to marry down so far. Full with raising babies or driving older cars. She didn't have to give so much and be so underpaid. Lord, I don't know how she's living with the choices she made. She didn't have to wear those bargain dresses, go roughing up those dainty hands, mopping floors and chains.